And the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says Tehran is opposed to a secessionist referendum in neighboring Iraq, expressing full support for Iraq's territorial integrity. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says those leading calls for such a referendum were against the country's independence. Speaking to Iraqi visiting Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi in Tehran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei warned against a U.S. military deployment in Iraq under the pretext of training local forces. The leader questioned the U.S.-led coalition's intentions in its anti-Daesh campaign, given their backing and financial support for Takfiri terrorists. Ayatollah Khamenei credited Baghdad's right policies and the unity of Iraqi factions for the country's victories against Daesh. Earlier in the day, Abadi held talks with the Iranian president, who also warned against division of Iraq's territory and voiced support for the Iraqi nation's fight against terrorists. Hassan Rouhani hailed the imminent liberation of Mosul as a victory for all regional countries engaged in fighting terrorism. Joining us now to discuss this further is Catherine Shakdam. She's the director of the Shafaqna Institute for Middle Eastern Studies, and she joins us via Skype from London. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Ms. Shakdam. Now, a stark warning by the leader of the Islamic Revolution of Iran, saying that the U.S. should not be trusted, even if it claims to be training Iraqi forces in the country. What would you say to that?
Well, I think it's a reflection of reality, if anything. And I think it's very telling, you know, to have such a comment at such a juncture, you know, in time where, you know, Iran was only recently targeted by Daesh in a twin terror attack. And then, of course, it's been called for Iraq to be, you know, to become some kind of a, you know, to be organized under a federal system, essentially break away and erode its sovereignty. This is something rather significant. And again, this is coming out of Washington. The language coming out of Washington is always that of division, trying to pit communities against one another so that, you know, Washington would have a better foothold into the Middle East. I mean, there is nothing new about it. I think it's just now that, you know, Iran is really engaged in trying to promote, you know, I would say, policies that are preventing division and actually trying to secure and guarantee, you know, nation sovereignty. You know, today when you look at just not Iraq but Syria and the entirety of the Middle East, you have to understand that this is a war against, you know, territoriality and people's right to sovereignty. This is something that the U.S. has tried to do for decades now, and it's trying to really, you know, challenge governments' ability to govern their country and their people, and this idea that it is possible to have, you know, a society that is multicultural, that understands pluralism, but at the same time is united under, you know, one banner, one government. This is something that the U.S. now is challenging, and I think that Ayatollah Khamenei is trying to remind people that, you know, sovereignty is something that comes from within, not from without, and that no one needs to have the permission or actually being told by Washington what to do when it comes to the political future. And this is important because for so long now, we have been told that, you know, reality has to be dictated by Washington. It doesn't have to be so. This is an imperial construct that needs to be challenged.
Right, so Ms. Shakdam, this does really make the fight against Daesh all the more complicated in Iraq and Syria, specifically when there is U.S. presence.
No, definitely. Well, the problem is that, you know, one can argue that the U.S. is actually present right now in Iraq and other countries in the region because they claim to be fighting terrorism, when we all know that everything that they have done has actually been in support of terrorism. So they might not have done so overtly, but by standing by Saudi Arabia, you know, a country that we know today is, you know, the fountainhead of Wahhabism, that is, you know, I would say the capital of terrorism in the world, because everything that is exclusion and that speaks of takfirism and, you know, calls for grand genocide is coming out of Riyadh. It's not coming out from any other places in the world. It's coming directly out of the mouth of the clergy of Riyadh. It's being endorsed by Al Saud family. And of course, Washington is an ally and a partner and a friend of Saudi Arabia. So what does it say of the U.S.? What does it say of the policy that it's actually, you know, running? What does it say of the support, the military support, the tactical support, the diplomatic support, you know, and financial support that the U.S. is giving to such groups as Daesh and, you know, and Saudi Arabia by extension? So, of course, when Ayatollah Khamenei is referring to the fact that the U.S. does not want to see Daesh gone, if Daesh is gone from Syria and Iraq, for example, then the U.S. doesn't have an excuse to be in the Middle East anymore, and then what? we have to understand that the reason why there is counterterrorism is because America is trying to justify military intervention in the Middle East and beyond. And when you see the manner in which Daesh is actually spreading across Asia and Africa, and the fact that Washington has been looking onto Africa and Asia to expand its presence, then you understand that there's, you know, there's an overlapping map here. And
right.
that whenever, you know, Saudi Arabia travels somewhere, then Daesh follows and America follows and wants to intervene somewhere. It's rather interesting.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's the director of Shafaqna Institute for Middle Eastern Studies, Catherine Schechtam, joining us via Skype from London. It's always great having you with us here on Press TV.